The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I missed that. Now, how many of you have ever felt self-conscious? Okay, that was an inappropriate amount of raised hands, because I know for a fact that everyone in this room has felt self-conscious at some point or another. Whether it's around what you wear on the first day of school, like my frog boots, being called on by a teacher or professor, doing a task or leading a project at work, we all have those moments of self-doubt. But in those moments, are we anxious because we're desperately desiring to avoid embarrassment? Or is it something else? Do those moments stop once we reach that exterior embarrassment? Or do they urge us to confront our deep-seated need to be seen for who we truly are? Now, in our gospel reading for today, we can get that impression from Jesus' words to the disciples. "Who do people say that I am?" kind of has that tinge to it. You can imagine him saying, "Guys, do all these people follow us around because they like me? Because they connect with my message? Or are they just hanging around so they can talk about me behind my back?" That's how it seems at first glance. It's a question about belonging and about status. The answers given by the disciples go so far as to solidify that line of argument. "Jesus, people are talking, and you won't believe what they're saying. Some people think that you're Elijah. Other people think that you're Jeremiah. Some even think you're John the Baptist. And others. I mean, let's be honest, brothers and sisters. That is really high praise being heaped upon our Lord. You have to do something really right to be mentioned in the company of the greatest prophets and the greatest teacher that the Jewish community had ever known. I mean, Jeremiah, Elijah, John the Baptist, they're like the biblical Rat Pack. Or, for you younger members, think Justin Bieber, Taylor Swift, and Kanye West. That's a big deal. Yet that's not where this passage ends. Jesus isn't done there. Jesus isn't fishing for a compliment, looking to bolster his confidence. Far from it. Rather, he's asking the probing questions that all great teachers ask of their students. I remember finally one of my teachers insightfully and sometimes aggravatingly responding to any query with, "Why do you ask that question?" But that's what good teachers do. They probe students to dig deeper, to think critically, to connect all the dots. This interchange between Jesus and the disciples is, above all, a teaching moment, made evident by Jesus' next question, "Well, who do you think that I am?" Jesus wants to see if the knowledge, the teachings, the experiences of this journey together with the 12 is seeping in. Their answer will be a judge as to whether it has, whether they're ready to carry the gospel into the world. In no uncertain terms, Jesus has shown the 12 who he is. Through his teaching, his preaching, his healing, he's shown them he's more than just a priest or prophet. He's certainly not Elijah nor Moses, because the disciples, at least James and John and Peter, have met them. They stood before them high on the mountaintop, taking part in Jesus' transfiguration. That's two off the list. So no, he's not Elijah, nor any other prophet. They've met John too, when he baptized Jesus in the Jordan. So no, he's not John either. Well, then who is he? This conversation, this moment is an opportunity for Jesus to see if all of this is taking root. Are they noticing what's going on? Seeing between the lines to who this person is? And Peter proves that they're ready, that they've taken note. When he makes his confession of faith, "You are the Messiah. You are the Son of the living God." So, dear friends in Christ, what are we going to do with this? Well, for one thing, we can take heart in the fact that faith is a journey, proven by Jesus' questions to the disciples. Faith isn't a sprint. It's a marathon, a journey and a formation that will take the whole of our lives. We don't enter into this community of faith with all the answers. We grow. We learn. We learn from engaging our fellow travelers along the way, just like the disciples did. They didn't have all the answers when this strange man called to them in their boats, asking them to be fishers of people. They had no clue. They had no clue what they were signing up for. But they heard that invitation. They heard the invitation to dig deeper, to see life in a different way. We have that same opportunity. We don't step through the doors of this congregation with all the answers. We come because we're invited to dig deeper, because we're mutually encouraged by our brothers and sisters sitting beside us right in these very pews. That's why we have a church built on a foundation of people like us, to have a safe space where we can hear God's word for us this day and all days, where that word can work on us, taking our mustard seed of faith and giving it all the nutrients it needs to grow. Where we receive invitations over and over again to see Jesus for who he is. We have a chance to answer those questions for ourselves, where we can make our own confessions of faith. Amen.